Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that you find there on our website. We give them away to you, and they're free at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you want to join us on the radio, you can call us on Skype as well. Our Skype username here tonight is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We'll approve it. And after that, it'll be easy for you to get on the air with us here. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. is back. You took a nice little week-long vacay there down to the home, the original home in the Philly area.
Yep, right? I went to Philly, visited family, had a great time, and feel rested and rejuvenated, ready to return to the Shire.
Ready to get back at it, of course.
I was following what was going on in the Shire while I was away, feeling like I was missing all
out.
The action. Everything's happening.
It can feel that way. I totally understand. I feel that way, too, even when I just go out for, a weekend to, a radio convention or something. There's these emails and Facebook, and I'm like, oh, I'm not there. I could be there and help them with that or whatever that is. And, of course, one of the things that transpired while you were away was the school that you and I went to last week to do school outreach, which I believe we discussed on the air last week. That school has now sent a letter home to parents. We think certain parents, not all of the parents, but they sent a letter home basically saying, hey, your child was recorded without their consent in front of the school last week, and we're very concerned about it. This is a violation of your child's privacy, and we have contacted law enforcement, and we are going to, we have a plan to remove them if they show up again on our campus.
Good.
Yeah.
They're prepared for the people handing out information.
Are you scared?
No. What should I be afraid of?
Nothing.
I've been detained and banned from this school before.
Right.
If anything goes down, I've had practice at it. It can't be worse.
Well,
unless they come at me with pepper spray, and I doubt they'll do that with all the kids around.
So this will be interesting, too, because this time it's going to be different, given that we actually have parents on the inside. So the letter that, we found out about the existence of this letter because
right.
One of the parents who's a liberty-oriented family, actually Free Staters, sent this letter to, posted this letter in a local group here on Facebook and said, here, look what we got. And
they're
so,
everywhere.
Free
Staters
right.
have eyes.
And they're actually, the parents in this case are now contacting the school, asking questions about this letter that was sent home. demanding answers from this bureaucrat, and they're asking some really tough questions as well. I don't want to reveal that information right now because I want to wait till we get some sort of semblance of an answer from them, which I suspect we won't get. Nonetheless, that's one of the things that developed while you were away, and our listeners might be interested in because we did talk about that.
Well, that was cool, but I could live vicariously through Facebook on that one. What I couldn't live vicariously through the internet on is your march through Keene on Memorial Day,
which
I thought was so cool. It doesn't happen anywhere else. It's such an easy
thing. Oh, it must happen
thing.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, but it's such easy activism to do, to go join up with the parade. It's fun. It doesn't hurt anybody. I think it sends a good message, and I was just jealous. I was at a barbecue, which is also fun and cool, but I was like, oh, look at my friend marching in a parade for peace.
Yeah, it was really great, too, because this year we had a record turnout. Last year it was me. The year before that, it was four people, and this year it was close to a dozen,
quite
a dozen, but at least 9 or 10 people.
I think having the kids
there
really made a difference, too.
Oh, I think so as well. So we had a bunch of kids, and then, the parents there, and myself and Daryl were out as well, and it was great. I mean, we had people with peace flags and signs that were anti-war, and I think the only thing that would have made it better, and unfortunately they couldn't make it due to having to go to work, would be to have some veterans out there like wearing their battle dress uniform or whatever it's called, their fatigues or whatever, and then, you know, carrying peace flags. I think that would be a cool juxtaposition for the people who, you know, were passing by.
Was there anyone, you know, throwing any nasty looks or
lots of
thumbs ups?
Mostly positive reactions. Mostly positive reactions from the people who react. Mostly positive reactions.
But most people don't even see you, right? They're just whatever.
Who knows? I mean, I don't. You know, they see us, but they don't make any kind of verbal or other acknowledgement of us.
Yeah.
So, but of those who reacted, many positives, two that actually came up to us and said thank you and, you know, shook our hands and things like that. And then, of course, was the requisite heckler who, you know, was walking along next to us going, boo, boo. And then he crosses in front of me at one point at a pace that had I continued my pace as I was, I would have run into him. So he crossed sort of purposefully in that way,
trying
I think.
Trying to be antagonistic.
Yeah. And, but I slowed down.
To the guy with a peace flag.
Right. Yeah. Brave man.
Tough guy.
Yeah. So I slowed down, and I did not encounter him, and he said some choice words or whatever. But there was the one lady who shielded her children's eyes and said, don't even look at them, and turned them around.
Don't look at the peace flag. Only murder, kids.
So, yeah, it was fun. I mean, it's, you always get those reactions. Like, you know, there was one guy as I was walking home. I don't think I talked about this one on the air. But as I was walking home, there was an older gentleman in his driveway. And this was away from the parade. So I'm on a side street now at this point. And he made some comment about, you could have picked a better day for it. And, you know, something about, you know.
Which day do they have parades down Main Street?
And I said, well, it seemed like a fine day to me. Good afternoon or good morning. Or something, you know, just being super cheery. And he said, sounded like he was crying, you know, sounded like he was going to cry as he walked away. I forget what he said, but his voice was very shaky.
Well, you know, it can be a difficult, confrontation's difficult for everybody.
Yeah, sure.
And,
it's an adrenaline rush for a lot of people.
I'm not surprised that he, you know, felt that way.
We got Mike. He's in Clackamas, Oregon, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we've got a woman going to jail for her son's truancy, plus a letter from a federal prisoner that I teased last night about Ross Ulbricht and the upcoming sentencing. But again, first, Mike with us here in Oregon. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, folks. So,
welcome.
Just got off the phone with, just for the hell of it, I want to call the court system out here in Oregon just to ask them a random question. And the question was, is one allowed to, if somebody takes a traffic ticket to court and they want to originally take it to trial, is one allowed to represent someone in court? Because I know you can do it in New Hampshire.
It's let me answer the question for the bureaucrat. Before you go on, let me answer the question. If you ask the bureaucrat, is one allowed, the answer is no.
Yeah.
Every time.
I wasn't too surprised on that. But and she told me no. One has to be a member of the Bar Association.
Generally, that's true.
Not here in New Hampshire, though.
In New Hampshire, you can do it for two times per year. You can represent another person as another non-Bar Association member, as a regular person. They restrict it, though, to twice a year, and you have to be of good character. So the court has to approve you in advance, meaning that if you have a criminal record of some sort, they could deny you on that one. I don't know what level of criminal record will allow you to be denied or approved, but having some charges would make you less likely to be approved for that. But as long as you know, if you're squeaky clean, you can come to New Hampshire and you can provide representation to someone in court. You just have to swear basically a temporary oath to the court. So essentially you are being sworn in as a temporary court officer, just in the same way that an attorney takes that oath. And so they will require that you wear certain nice clothing and things like that. So you do effectively become a sort of, I mean, not the word attorney, but in all factors, you are essentially acting as an attorney in that particular case. And that's something I'd like to see change here in New Hampshire, to allow someone to do that an unlimited amount of times per year rather than just twice.
And we're grubbies.
Who's checking? I mean, I'm sure it's an unlimited amount of times.
Well, that's a good question, Derek.
Want it to be.
Well, now what I wondered, okay, so what I think on that is, I doubt that the courts are checking with one another.
Right.
So I doubt.
But if you're twice in the same judge's courtroom, he's going to notice.
Yeah. So if you're in front of Judge Burke for a third time, Burke might say, hey, wait, you know, you can only do this
I
twice.
I can count.
But what are the odds that the judge in Concord is going to know that you've done this twice?
They probably won't even know there's a limit.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they don't know their own rules, so there's an argument for that, Derek J. Mike?
So I had asked the woman, one cannot represent someone in court. I said, can I have the ORS statute on that? She says, I don't know that offhand, but there is a law. I says, can you find that out? She says, okay.
Stand by, Mike. We're going to come back with the rest of your story. 855-450-FREE. And then we'll also talk about the federal prisoner who wrote to the show about Russ Ulbricht's chances in court on Friday. It's Free Talk Live.
Olive was a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. And you can bring up anything that you like. Still to come, the letter from someone in federal prison about what he thinks Ross Ulbricht's chances are come Friday's sentencing. Ross, of course, the man who's facing life in prison, possibly, for running a website called the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace. When you're online, you've got to protect yourself. You've got to take the steps, because your internet service provider, they're not going to do it for you.
Nobody's going to do it for you.
They're probably saving your surfing history, in fact. Every website you visit, the search terms that you're entering, maybe saving those logs for 5 years in some cases. And, of course, they'll turn it over to whoever they darn well please. Unless, of course, you get ProXPN and then encrypt your data connection so your ISP no longer knows what you're doing online. You can do that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, when you're encrypting your data connection, criminals who want to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, they're foiled. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab their app. It's free for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, and Linux. You just go and get rolling with ProXPN, and you are protected. But you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you'll get it at 50% off the price of the annual account price when you use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. By the way, that locks in your price for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to renew for your second year, same great deal from ProXPN. But you got to use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless at proxpn.com/FTL. We've got Mike back with us here in Clackamas, Oregon. You were explaining to us what happened in an Oregon, I think, was it district court or superior court? Where were you?
I wasn't in the court. I had just called them up. Because,
oh, you called them up. And they, you had asked the question, what is it possible to represent someone, to legally represent someone in court without being an attorney, basically?
Correct. And she came back with an answer, and she says, I don't know the statute, but if you go onto our website, you can look it up. And I says, well, I actually did do that. And I Googled it, and she says, well, it should be on there. I says, you're saying there's a law, but you don't know what the statute is. And she said, yeah, there is a law, but we just don't know what the statute is. I says, okay, well, thank you for your time. And she hung up.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very ironic that, you know, when I was living in New Hampshire, you know, I watched tons of the Free Keen videos on, you know, when you guys would represent each other in court, and you'd have a good shot at beating the ticket. But it just seems like in other states, the system, and not just, you know, Oregon, but I mean, like, you know, Illinois and New Jersey and all those big government states, the system's kind of built around you have to have a lawyer. Like, who can really afford something like this?
Yeah, well, that's the idea. I mean, who do you think wrote the laws?
Now, the whole representing somebody as a non-lawyer thing, that's only happened a few times up here. That really hasn't happened very often. Garrett Ian has done it more than once. And I think he might be the only one. I don't know anyone else offhand who I can think of who's actually gone through that process.
When I was watching a lot of your earlier videos, Ian, there was a man named Sam Dodson.
No. So what you were seeing happen there is that Sam was up there with me, but he was not representing me legally. So what that was, I don't know what that's called, but it's basically they just let
standby counsel?
Could be, maybe. But you don't have to go through any kind of process to be approved to just go and sit at the table with somebody. So, Derek J., if you wanted me to come sit with you during one of your trials, it would be allowed. The judge wouldn't bat an eye at it. He would be totally fine with it, and so that's happened regularly.
They figured you'd be the keeper, that's why.
That's funny. So thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Actually, I would say that Sam's additions weren't particularly helpful, and sometimes they, you know, didn't really add much at all. But and it was a little distracting as well to have somebody up there. So you really need to have someone up there who knows their stuff. And those people are not representing. They're just up there to consult with. You can talk. You can, you know, whisper with the person. But they aren't asking questions. They aren't cross-examining. They're not, you know, getting up there doing the attorney thing. So
to this caller, I would say, just try it. Just go do what you want in the courtroom and see what happens. Because I think, for the most part, if you're confident about what you're doing, they're going to let it fall by the wayside, you know, unless they really have some rule. You know, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. That's not going to get it from the bureaucrat.
Generally a good rule, but I would be very cautious in going alone to a court and doing whatever you want. Because, you know, there is power in numbers.
They'll give you a yelling at before they arrest you. I mean, you'll
generally
be warned.
Yeah, but the answer, when it comes to government bureaucrats, the answer is no. And then you can try to fight your way to a yes, and that's what it really what it comes to.
Sometimes the yelling prior to the arrest only lasts for seconds, though, Derek J., as you you and I both know. The patience of a judge can run out very quickly with somebody who isn't doing as they're told or not doing exactly as they're told.
Usually with you guys, though, the judge has some sort of there's a bias already built in. The judge doesn't necessarily have a bias against our caller.
Well, you know, I don't know about that necessarily, Mark. I would say that Judge Burke has mellowed out over the years in the same way that some of the activists have mellowed out over the years as well. And, he's come down with a few good rulings. So I don't think it's, you know, maybe he does have a bias.
He had a bias initially that you're going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
And now his bias has moved to, well, you're noisy and annoying, but you're not really going to do anything.
Yeah, maybe. He's also said things about how he respects our abilities in court. He complimented you specifically in that move. I think it's in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, or at least you reference it, where you received a compliment from Judge Burke, and I've seen him compliment others. Even in cases that they've lost, he has granted compliments on their legal representation of themselves, if you will.
I think he respects it in a way.
I think
he does. As a judge, you've got to respect someone who's using your process. They appear to respect it, at least for the moment.
Well, right, they appear to, and then they ignore whatever rules are convenient for them. So I'm cautious to say go out there and just meddle around in the court system there in Oregon, unless you have backing, unless you have friends who will come with you and, you know, record the system. You want to get that on video.
Surreptitiously record audio anyway.
That is not legal advice.
Go in.
Derek J. doesn't know what the law is in Oregon, do you?
Yeah, but you can just do it because, you know, you've got a phone, you've got some way to record. It's easy to do in 2015. And then at least you've got your own record. You know, I'm not saying to go release it and put it on the internet and incriminate yourself.
Yeah,
but
that would be bad.
At least you've got your invisible friend keeping an objective record of what's going on there. So if you do get abducted or arrested or abused, you've got that on record.
Or come to New Hampshire and join the fun here, where activists are in court every month, basically, here in Keene. J.P. Freeman's going to court this week.
He just left
Boston.
New Hampshire.
What?
The caller just left New Hampshire.
Oh, the caller. Yeah. I think you meant J.P. Freeman. So J.P. Freeman's going to court against Boston Strong, who's one of the local haters. It's more of a personal conflict between the two of them. But there's criminal charges against Shire Dude next month in Manchester.
Whoa.
And I think some of us will be going out to support him on that.
Criminal charges? Are they parking charges?
Parking related, I think. Some sort of traffic. It might be inspection. I don't really know what it is, but it's his first time going to court in New Hampshire.
Oh,
so
boy.
That'll be fun. He did go to the pretrial hearing and made a cool Shire Dude-esque video out of it, and it was really entertaining. If you haven't seen that, I'll see if I can dig it up and then maybe post it to our Facebook.
That's a good idea.
So you can see that, because Shire Dude's a really creative guy, and you know, when Shire Dude went to court, it was a lot of fun. So it should be really interesting to see him at an actual trial. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and we will, of course, bring it to you over at freekeen.com. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live here in moments. You can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Speaking of court, Ross Ulbricht's going to be back in on Friday.
This is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. ReadyMade Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join Derek J. over on his website, thederekj.com. Now, you've been off for a week. You've been vacationing. I imagine not doing very many blog posts.
No, okay. But I am still talking about the school outreach video, which is doing quite well, I'm glad
yeah?
to see.
Yeah. Where was I? I haven't looked in the last few days. What are you up to?
I don't know. I haven't looked
either. It was
either,
several hundred when I checked last week.
Yeah, and the first 24 hours for it to get about 500 was pretty good.
Not bad. So go and follow the latest about Derek J. He's got multiple radio shows that he does, including Cut Block Radio, which I imagine your radio shows are going to be going again this week. It'll be live.
Yep, I'm back.
Tonight with Cut Block Radio. That's starting at 10 p.m. Eastern.
And then tomorrow, Flaming Freedom returns with new co-hosts.
I want to hear more about that. But go to lrn.fm if you want to hear those live. And then Flaming Freedom is like the most gay libertarian show out there. One of the gayest
shows
out there,
period. It's the only gay anarchist show there is, I'm sure.
Now, I heard Dale has quit the show.
That's right. For the second time. This is the real time.
I feel like it's been more like three or four times.
Yeah, you're
point.
Right.
But you're keeping it going, because this is your show now.
This flame is alive.
All right, good. All right, do you want to tell us who the new co-hosts are?
Yeah, we've got several of them. One we've chosen from another LRN show, Seditious Sirens, mm-hmm. and Leverett, the okay. Rebel Mistress, will be joining us.
She's bi, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Shire Dude is also joining us, yes, mm-hmm. as a Flaming Freedom co-host.
Oh, that's so great.
And many more, so stay tuned. FlamingFreedom.com.
That's very exciting. And TheDerekJ.com as well. Have you or someone you know been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? If not, are you wondering what electronic pickpocketing is? Well, thieves can pass near you with an RFID scanner and read the data on your chips in your credit and debit cards. There's RFID chips in some of those credit and debit cards. The thieves then use that information to charge your credit cards for their purchases, or worse yet, compromise your identity. Now, thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now, you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit IDStronghold.com, and you can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com, and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. IDStronghold.com. So last night, Derek J., you weren't here for this, but we read the statement. There was a letter that was written by Ross Ulbricht to the judge in his case, and I'm sure you've seen the headlines about it. You're relatively connected in the Bitcoin community, and of course, Ross Ulbricht, for those that don't know, he is the man who's accused and has now been found guilty of running the Silk Road, the underground infamous drug marketplace that went to trial earlier this year in federal court. He's now facing 20 years to life in prison and will be sentenced on Friday morning at the New York District Court. So now is the time when he and his attorneys are putting in, you know, motions and evidence into the sentencing hearing, where people are essentially begging for mercy with this tyrannical woman who is in charge of this particular courthouse, who has ruled time and time again against Ross, against his attorneys, has suppressed evidence, suppressed critical information about, like, the DEA agent who is totally corrupt that was basically on the take during the case. And I don't want to get into all the details on that, but there's so much detail to the story. It's hard to gloss over it because it just seems like so much that is important about it that we should talk about. But anyway,
is it all up to that one judge, Catherine Forrest? It's just one person decides the fate of this person for the rest of his life, possibly.
Correct. She will take the recommendation from the prosecution, which, I don't know, this is interesting. I was surprised. Prosecutors are not asking for life in this case.
Okay,
prosecutors
wow.
are, they're asking for a lot more than the minimum, which is 20 years, so they're not exactly being nicey-nice or anything like that. But I was a little surprised when they didn't ask for life.
The minimum is 20 years. They're not asking for 20 years.
Correct. Right. They're asking for significantly more than the minimum. They're not specifying an amount of years. They're just saying it should be a lot more than the minimum. So they, you know, they could be asking for 50, 40, I don't know. They're not giving an exact number. And so those
25
are
is more. Maybe that's all they mean. Hopefully they're just
maybe
going light.
I feel like they want it pretty heavy, though, unfortunately. They want to send a message with Ross.
But Ross wrote his own letter to the judge. Hey, can everyone else write letters to the judge? Is that
too late? Probably, but yeah
but
you could have.
Supposedly they got a lot of
100.
Letters.
The defense attorney turned in 100 letters, including some from Ross's cellmates in the holding cell. So lots of different
people.
It's kind
of interesting. I mean, it's an interesting way to go, is to get your cellmates to write letters. I don't know how that would have necessarily gone had, I'd seen other people do it's that in prison.
It's hard to say that anything's going to affect what this judge thinks. I mean, she's one of those people who seems like she's already got her mind made up.
She's
been
certainly
biased.
Seemed to about the guilt or innocence, but I'm sort of the opinion that there's really no operable difference between 20 years and 35 years in prison. I don't think that the media is going to say, "Dear God, they've just let this kingpin go with a slap on the wrist if he gets 20 years in prison." It seems like plenty for a man who, at this point, has been convicted of doing no harm to anyone.
He ran a website. That's what he's been convicted of doing. Anyway, this is the letter that was written to you, Mark, by Ron Seaver. He says, my name's Ron Seaver. I've been listening to Free Talk Live on AM 1150 in Marion, Illinois. That's Monster Radio 1150. Great station. For a couple of years now. He says, I believe my mother contacted you via email a couple of weeks ago informing you I intended to write and again to inform you of the difficulty I was having in doing so. More on that later in this letter. I'm writing primarily to offer some comments on the Ross Ulbricht situation, to share my experience going through this federal justice system, and he puts justice in quotes, and talk a little bit about this special prison unit that I've been housed in for the last 2.5 years. Let me start by saying that Ross Ulbricht was doomed the moment he was arrested by federal agents. This is not a cheery letter. The federal system has a 97% conviction rate because almost everyone who goes through it takes a plea deal. Because if you go to trial, you pretty much get the maximum amount of time that you can get.
From what I can tell, that's pretty true with just about every court system. And, actually it may be higher because people tend to higher on local levels because the sentences tend to be lower. So they'll just take them and get out of there. But, most people take the plea bargain and that's it.
Now, I actually got a second letter from a different person in the same prison about Ross Ulbricht. And he says the exact same thing. So just to save time, I'm not going to read the second letter, but it's a little bit longer, and he says Ross is screwed. He says, if Ross Ulbricht doesn't get sentenced to life in prison, I will be shocked. Now, this is the man who's in federal prison.
Yep.
He says, but now the news about these agents stealing bitcoins, what I mentioned before, the DEA agent and a Secret Service agent, were totally corrupt, and they're now facing felony charges. He says, but the news about this and trying to sell Ross Ulbricht information has now come out. After going through this system myself and knowing what it's done to other people in prison with me, I don't think that news will change anything for Ross. These people aren't going to want to grant him a retrial because it might show the public that the system isn't the shining beacon of justice that they make it out to be.
But, anybody who looks at it would see that already, that, these agents that are in on this there's charges against them, and still... Ulbricht is convicted on bad evidence.
Yeah, but most people who look at this case aren't going to look deeply into it. If they see the headlines...
Most people don't look deeply at anything.
Right. So if they see the headlines about Ross being sentenced, they're just going to say, drug dealer, got what he deserved. They're not going to look into the details of the case. And you'd have to look a little deeper to see the news probably about the DEA agents. I highly doubt that's going to be in the summary of the sentencing for Friday. 855-453. We'll continue with the letter from federal prison about Ross's chances on Friday. And a little bit more about what it's like to be in what's called the Communications Management Unit. Sounds like fun? No. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're talking about a letter written to us from a federal inmate in Marion, Illinois. And Mark is yelling at me during the breaks because...
You're yelling too!
Because you're yelling at me. You started yelling at me, so you're going to get it back in your face.
I asked you to answer a question. This guy wrote
his name in this letter, and now Mark is all upset because I read this federal prisoner's name on the radio.
Yeah, I don't see any benefit. Here's answer this question on the radio if you'd like. Who benefits besides some crazy vindictive prison guard from you reading that name?
I don't know what you mean by that, because the prison guard already knows about this letter. They read it because he's in the communications management unit, as you'll learn about in the letter later, which means they read every letter that comes out of there, and they will prevent letters from coming out that reveal certain information that the prisoners are not allowed to discuss.
I just think it's unwise to give the guy's name because we don't know what the kind of ramifications can be of reading this on the air.
I think it's wise. What are you afraid of? Is he going to get beat up by one of the guards? Is that what you're suggesting?
Confinement, the inability to write out letters.
Why would the fact that he wrote this letter and it was read on the air somehow get him in greater trouble because they beyond the fact that they already knew he was sending a letter to a radio show?
Look, you're asking for... I spent 8.5 years of my life in prison, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, they don't necessarily do things that make sense. When you guys went to jail, you had short little tiny sentences, and you could have done them all in the box if that's what you wanted to do. He's already in a higher level of confinement than normal inmates because he's in the communications unit, and he could very well end up in a higher level of confinement over this. I don't know what's going to happen, But all I've said is that, you know, I'm suggesting caution. You are saying, why should
this
I use caution?
This guy's the one in prison. He knows what it's like in there. He knows what he's getting punished for. He knows what people on the cell block get punished for. He knows the pettiness of these guards. If he was willing to take the risk of sending out this information, then I am willing to read it on the air.
Yes, I understand that, and you are reading it on the air.
Why don't you let him decide rather than you try to be protecting this guy somehow?
Well, I sincerely hope it doesn't say somewhere in that letter that, you know, hey, it'd probably be better if you didn't read this on the air, to read my name on the air.
We're going to read through the whole thing, Mark, so you'll find out. Again, you don't want us to read your name on the air, don't send a letter to a radio show, and don't sign it with your real name. How about that? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Will you feel bad if the guy ends up in confinement?
No.
No.
He's the one who made the choice to write to a radio show. It's not my responsibility. I am not responsible for what the guards do in this jail.
Yeah. It's not like Ian is sending this guy to worse consequences. It's not like he's calling up the jail and saying, hey, throw this guy in the hole and wrestle him around a little bit, too.
He's not just reading a letter. I understand. It's not just reading a letter. Look, I think you should read the letter. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth. Uh-huh. It's a really great idea to read this letter.
Yeah.
There was no reason, not one, not a single bit of value to giving the man's name. That's
sure there
the
is.
Point.
Maybe somebody wants to write to him.
There you go.
It makes him real.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just, you know,
could have
some
given,
name.
You could, okay, there's all kinds of things. We'll call him Dave. You know, if you want to make the man real, you don't have
but
to give his full name.
That wouldn't be the truth. His name's Ron Seaver.
Yeah, I know.
855-450-FREE. You are trying to protect this guy, and it doesn't make any sense. He's familiar with the consequences for writing out of this particular
He's certainly going to get familiar with the consequences, isn't he?
Couldn't they have swapped the letter before it left the jail? They read all of these
things. That's correct.
So they could have said, oh, he's saying bad stuff. We don't want that to get out. Let's not let this letter be sent.
That's exactly what they could do. In fact, there's certain information that he has to keep out of this specifically to avoid that sort of
trouble.
And so he knows what, you know, he's skirting the line here or whatever he's doing. He knows he's been there 2.5 years. He knows what he can send and what he can't send. And obviously he's comfortable, Mark, sending this information to a radio show, which might just read it on the air. Here's a news flash to everybody listening, whether you're in federal prison or not. If you call the show, we're going to put you on the radio. If you give your real name out over the airwaves, we're not going to stop you from doing that. We might say, well, you don't need to give us your whole name, and we usually will say that if somebody does call in that way. But, you know, that's your choice. And if you want to write us a letter or an email or something like that, by the way, we rarely read letters or emails on the
air. No, almost never.
But if we ever do, and you want to sign it with your full name, then that's your choice.
If I read it on the air, I'm not going to give your full name. I never do that.
There you go. So going on here.
Because I think it is unwise. That's why I'm
Because you're paranoid.
I'm not the one in federal prison that's going to sit in confinement for 90 days.
If he was
going
to face consequences like that, the consequences would have come when it reached the censors. And they would have punished him then, Mark. Oh, my God. He's sending this to a radio show? We can't allow that. Let's punish him.
And I think it kind of makes more sense to give a full name as time goes on because people will have more of an opportunity to connect with these people. Whereas before, if you were just reading it over the radio in the 30s, you might just want to say, oh, Dave from Oklahoma writes whatever. And people are never going to get in contact with them.
Yeah. So going on here, if you want to share your thoughts on this, are you super paranoid like Mark? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Look, you know, I know we haven't been to prison, Mark, Derek J. and I, but we have gone to jail. We've been confined, and we've been subjected to some petty guard BS, okay? So I understand that stuff exists, and I understand that sadistic guards exist, and further, some guards could actually hurt somebody for whatever arbitrary reason they want to. But the idea that some guard is going to decide to punish this man because the guard happened to hear us read a letter on the air that he knew was being sent, or that some guard in the facility knew was being sent from that facility, seems so highly unlikely. And he obviously thinks it's unlikely because he didn't say, hey, don't read my name on the air. Okay? So
you claim not to actually know that there's 5 pages there.
I've read the letter, and I don't recall that.
I don't either.
Okay? It doesn't appear in the beginning or the end, and if it's not in either of those places, it probably doesn't appear in the letter anywhere.
Did they read outgoing mail when you were in prison?
They had the opportunity to read outgoing mail if that's what they wanted to do, but you know, all mail had to be put in so unsealed. So
I was under the impression my outgoing mail was not read.
Not at Cheshire, not at the jail that you and I were in. That comes, at least supposedly. Their policy is allegedly that they do not read the mail. They put a stamp on the back of every envelope that states that. So I don't know whether I believe it, but that's their policy. Going on here with Ron's email, or his letter, rather. Because you can email from federal prison, by the way. In this case, it's handwritten. So he's saying that he expects Ross Ulbricht is going to get the full life sentence. He says anything less than life, he'll be shocked. He goes on here and says that after going through this system myself and knowing what it's done to other people in prison with me, I don't think that the news about the corrupt DEA agent will change anything for Ross. These people are not going to grant him a retrial. He says, I don't know what Ross was thinking when he stayed in the country while he ran the website. He could have went anywhere in the world with all the money that he was making, but he didn't. Maybe he was overconfident because of the nature of Tor. I don't know. I do know that by staying in this country while running a website of that nature, he was just begging to end up in the exact situation he now finds himself in. But I don't want to harp on Ross too much. I agree with some of what he was doing with the website. I won't say much more than that because prison staff read my letters and can use things that I write against me. I will say that the drug laws that Ross broke are archaic and oppressive and only serve to fill the coffers of many government agencies, like the prison systems. From top to bottom, the justice system in this country gorges itself on money.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the system is so hard to change. Will it ever change? There are inklings, but nothing significant enough to actually affect anything. You can see by everything the agents, prosecutor, and judge in Ross's case, everything they did that this case is what we're up against. Now, let me talk a little bit about my experience in this system. I had never been arrested in my life, let alone had a traffic ticket before all of this happened to me.
Wow, not even a traffic ticket, and he's in federal prison?
Yeah, for a long time. I never knew how bad this system was until I went through it. I think that's why people seem to have faith in the court system, because they usually don't go through it outside of maybe a traffic ticket or something along those lines. Anyway, I had a computer crime and was arrested after the execution of a search warrant that had been issued over 8 months after the supposed crime occurred. No other crime occurred during those 8 months, but the judge in the appeals court decided that the staleness of evidence doesn't apply to computer crimes because of the nature of computers to hold evidence for long periods of time and can be retrieved by forensic specialists. My guideline points were also jacked up by relevant conduct added to my pre-sentence report. It was argued over at my sentencing, but the government can use hearsay to prove relevant conduct, so my lawyer's objections are overruled. I was looking at 15 to 40 years and was given 35.
Jeez.
No one died in my case, no one was hurt, but now I must spend roughly a third of my life in prison. This is singularly the worst experience of my life.
You know, you really wonder, what's the difference between 15 years and 35 when it comes to, you know, victims? He claims there is no victim. Are they really better served by that? It just doesn't seem like it. 15 years is a long darn time to be in prison.
He says it's the worst experience of his life. We'll tell you more about what he has to say here in moments. 855-450-FREE, and he may be in a similar wing that Ross Ulbricht could end up in. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Do Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.